KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. And starting off, taking a look at some high school sports from over the weekend. On Saturday's basketball scoreboard on the girls' side, it was Carroll defeating Denison Schleswig 57-39. Exira EHK, a 54-50 win over IKM Manning, as Quinn Grubbs and Ellie Schultes each notched 21 points there to lead the way for the Spartans. Gilbert was a 71-58 winner over ADM. It was Heartland Christian over Essex 56-54. Red Oak Top Trainer 48-31, and it was Shenandoah 58-44 over Clarendon. In boys basketball on Saturday, ADM beat Gilbert 64-55. Carroll a 58-46 winner over Denison Schleswig. Clarinda topped Shenandoah 75-46. Abraham Lincoln a 56-52 winner over Ames. Exira EHK 65-51 over IKM Manning. Creighton Nelson with 28 points for the Spartans. Omaha Roncalli defeated Glenwood 75-60. It was South O'Brien, a 64-36 win over Westwood, and Woodward Granger topped Central Decatur 74-37. That's high school basketball Saturday. Lots of wrestling around the area as well over the weekend, and it was Underwood coming in eighth place at the Council Bluffs Wrestling Classic at the Mid-America Center here over the weekend, Friday and Saturday. Atlantic Cam finished 22nd. It was Liberty, Missouri, who came away with the team championship. They scored 565.5 points to win it. Millard South, Fort Dodge, Blue Valley out of Kansas, and also Lincoln East were the top five teams. Underwood had the eighth place spot with 323.5 points. Atlantic Cam, once again, finishing 22nd. They had 156.5. Glenwood was 32nd. Abraham Lincoln, 33rd. Lewis Central, 35th. Missouri Valley, 36th. And Thomas Jefferson, 38th there in the team portion. For Underwood, they had a couple of champions, Gabe Bull Porter at 106 pounds, and Nick Hamilton, a winner at 145. Stevie Barnes finished third at 120 for the Eagles. Logan James was fourth at 138, and Blake Thompson fifth at 152. Atlantic Cam was led by Kale Roller's fourth-place finish at 285. Abram Moore also placing eighth at 113 pounds there for the Trojans. Also, the Logan Magnolia Panthers racked up 228.5 points, won the Riverside invite on Saturday. They had five champions on the day, Barrett Pitt at 285, Rex Johnson at 220, Briar Rice at 152, Wyatt Rice at 120, and Sean Thompson at 113, all winners there for Loma. Papillion La Vista South, Creston Oria Maxburg, West Sioux, and Lathrop, Missouri, all of the top five teams. Riverside was sixth, East Mills was seventh, and AHSTW came in eighth. Also, over 35 girls competed at the Riverside Girls Wrestling Invitational Saturday as part of that action. Some of the individual champions from the area included Addie Lundquist of Southwest Valley at the 96-109 weight class, Allie Bean of Atlantic, a winner at 124-130, Olivia Diggins of Logan Magnolia, a winner at 131-133, Allison Baxter of HSTW, a winner at 146-158, and Ileana Yanis of Riverside, a winner at 177-250 there at that tournament. Also, Maddie Fell of Atlantic was second at 142-149, and Kinsey Hoffman was second at 146-158 there for the Trojans at the Riverside Girls Invitational. Also, the Humboldt squad won the Ogden Dual Tournament on Saturday. Greene County came in second. Gilbert, Kemper Catholic, and Carroll, the top five teams there at that dual tournament. Also, the trainer wrestling team came out on top of the Lennox invite on Saturday. They notched 176.5 points to take the team crown. Nolan Neeson placed second at 138. Mitch Lutz was second at 145 to lead the Cardinals. Nottoway Valley had three individual champions, Elliot Cooney at 113, Jackson Christensen at 126, and Austin Wilson at 160. Top five teams were Trainer, Maryville, Bedford Lennox, Nottoway Valley, and East Union at that one. Also, the Red Oak Tigers came out on top of the Dan Christensen Invitational this past Friday at Leon. The Tigers crowned three champions, Jonathan Earp at 120, Justin McCunn at 160, and Carter Maines at 195. Van Meter Earlham was the runner-up there at that, that tournament. That's a look at your high school wrestling action here from over the weekend. Also, another note on the high school front, the Atlantic boys swim team placed fourth out of the five-team field at the Marshalltown Invitational on Saturday. Brian York, Cole Sampson, and Alex Sampson all took home medals as part of that event. Marshalltown with 98 points to win it was Newton, Colfax, Mingo, Pella. The combined squad finishing second with 63. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy was third, and then Waterloo finishing fifth. And Atlantic's next meet will come up on Thursday, December 19th at Carroll. That's a look at your high school sports here from the past weekend. Moving on to the NFL game, we had 40 on the radio yesterday. Patrick Mahomes threw for 340 yards and two touchdowns to lead the Chiefs to a 23-3 victory over the Denver Broncos at snowy Arrowhead Stadium. Tyreek Hill had both touchdown catches, while Travis Kelce had 11 catches for 142 yards, becoming the first NFL tight end with four consecutive 1,000-yard receiving seasons. Broncos quarterback Drew Locke, who grew up in the Kansas City suburb of Lee's Summit, was just 18 of 40 for 208 yards with an interception in the end zone. It was the Broncos' ninth consecutive loss to their longtime division rival. Also yesterday in the NFL, the Packers were winners in the 200th meeting with the Bears as Aaron Jones ran for two scores and Devontae Adams caught another in the Packers' 21-13 victory. Aaron Rodgers completed just 16 of 33 passes for 203 yards, but that was enough for the NFC North leaders to improve to 11-3. Adams finished with 103 yards on seven catches to help Green Bay drop the Bears to 7-7. The Vikings stayed a game behind the Packers as Dan Bailey kicked four field goals and Ifeanyi Odenigbo scored Minnesota's second defensive touchdown in three games and a 39-10 thrashing of the Chargers. Mike Boone ran for two scores in the fourth quarter, and Kirk Cousins threw for 270 yards and a touchdown. Other scores yesterday, it was Tampa Bay 38-17 over Detroit. Houston beat Tennessee 24-21 to take control there in the AFC South. The Giants 36-20 winners over Miami. Seattle 30-24 over Carolina. It was New England 34-13 over Cincinnati. Philadelphia 37-27 winner over Washington. It was Arizona 38-24 victory over Cleveland. Jacksonville topped Oakland 20-16. It was Atlanta 29-22 with an upset win over San Francisco. Dallas a 44-21 winner over the LA Rams. And in the nightcap, Buffalo secured a playoff spot with a 17-10 victory over Pittsburgh. The Monday night game tonight has the Indianapolis Colts on the road to take on the New Orleans Saints. That will be a 7:15 kickoff here tonight. College basketball, Wofford has done it to North Carolina once again. Trevor Stump dropped in 19 points, and the Terriers rode a 16-0 run in the second half to a 68-64 win over the 17th-ranked Tar Heels. Storm Murphy added 15 points, and Messiah Jones at 13 for Wofford, which also beat North Carolina 2 years ago at the Smith Center. Also, meanwhile, Minnesota has given head coach Richard Pitino his first victory over top five squad. Marcus Carr scored a career-high 35 points, and Daniel Oturo added 14 with 13 rebounds as the Golden Gophers handed third-ranked Ohio State their first loss of the year, 84-71. Carr shot 12 of 17 from the floor to lead a determined bounce back from a 20-point loss at Iowa earlier in the week. And in women's hoops, it was the Iowa State women with an 18-point second-half lead slashed to 3, but the Cyclones held on for a 79-71 win over Wright State on Sunday. Ashley Jones had 41 points and added 13 rebounds as the Cyclones improved to 7-2 on the season.
Glad to get through it and proud of the way that when the game got close, we made some plays and found a way to just get through it to the end and find a way to win it. And we've played really, really well and lost. Today we played okay and won. And this team needed that. And hopefully we got one more good one in us before the break.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. Jones was 15-16 at the foul line. The Cyclones finished the game 25-26 from the stripe. They're off for finals and will host Northern Iowa next Sunday night. The Iowa State Cyclones return to practice Friday to begin preparations for the December 28th Camping World Bowl. The Cyclones will play 14th-ranked Notre Dame in Orlando. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says the bowl practices have added benefit for the young players who are expected to have a larger role next season.
You know, this is a year where especially you talk about like true freshmen playing, and not so much of that really occurred as much in years past. I think it says a lot about our program. I think the young guys that did play, boy, the wealth of experience that they've been able to garner and kind of go back and really put to work the ability to continue to work hard to take that next step. And I think any bowl game's a way to finish 2019, but man, also a way to springboard yourself into 2020.
Campbell says the added practices for a bowl game are a key in development. The Cyclones had a couple weeks off after their regular season finale at K-State, and Campbell says the rest was good for players and coaches. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.